As Muslims fast and pray, Christians are gearing up to pray for them. Believers in Africa are providing physical and spiritual food, and kids in the U.S. have a new tool for evangelism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the world focuses on the anniversary of 9/11, war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and tensions with Iran, Christians are being urged to pray. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins tomorrow. Evangelist Sammy Tippett is reaching behind the black veil of Islam in various ways. He says the start of Ramadan is a strategic time to pray for Muslims.
It's kind of a time of seeking in a certain sense, where they're fasting and they're more geared towards spiritual things. And it's out of a sense of a search for God. During these times of Ramadan, we found that many will have dreams about Jesus.
Tippett is able to share Christ in areas like Iran, and he's doing it in a unique way.
We have a television broadcast that is reaching literally millions of people, and we're hearing great response from that broadcast of people coming to Christ, of Christians growing in the Lord, even little small home churches, house churches being formed all over Iran.
Funding is needed to support Tippett's broadcast. Next, the fact that the Baraba people of Benin are predominantly Muslim doesn't seem to be affecting the power of the gospel. According to Words of Hope, it's breaking through via radio programs. Local pastors produce programs which are aired on government-run radio stations. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
these broadcasts are listened to nightly by large audiences, and as people gather, sometimes that becomes the nucleus for a church.
DeYoung recently visited Benin to see the incredible movement firsthand since their last visit.
A small church building had been put up at that time, and now it had been replaced by a much larger structure as that church is growing. So we see that the gospel of Jesus Christ is spreading in Benin, and radio is one of the primary means by which that is being accomplished.
During their visit, 300 listeners gathered for worship that lasted nearly 4 hours. Pray that the radio programs will continue to be effective. You're listening to Mission Network News. The orphans and widows in Africa are receiving life-saving meals from Global Aid Network. After being boiled 20 minutes, the meal is ready to eat for a mere 10 cents. Every meal contains an entire day's worth of nutrition. 500,000 of them are delivered each month after pastors in refugee camps locate people with the most need. Given in the name of Christ, these meals provide opportunities for believers to share their faith. Pray that many will respond to God's call. Next, many kids are ready to share their faith at a young age. E3 Partners is helping equip them. The new Kids Evangelism Explosion Cube should be ready to order by October the 15th. Marcia Artis says they're starting with 10,000 cubes, but that number may climb.
Our focus right now will begin with North America, but as we can see with the traditional Evangel Cube, it's all over the world. And we're already getting connections and contacts from some of our ministries that are on the other continents.
For those wondering how to use it, 7 mini lessons will be available online. The Cube follows E3's gospel presentation with added visuals for the kids. Artists suggest using them as Sunday school lessons or as family activities. But first, she says,
our greatest need will be for churches to say yes. We have children and we have families that want to share their faith.
Pray that God would put the cube in the hands of children who have a passion for sharing their faith and inspire them for the future. And after 2 years of planning and fundraising, World Gospel Mission's Farm School in Honduras has plenty of new equipment, a bale wrapper, processor, trailer, and more. The $30,000 baler project for the Escuela El Sembrador School started in order to meet the need for better silage. The farm and its animals are a source for income for the school, as well as a learning tool for the underprivileged boys that attend. Pray that the students will come to Christ and become Christian leaders as they get older. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive Mission Network News daily at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.